Please wait. There is no such extension. Please try again. Please enter the extension number followed by pound. Please wait.
Welcome, everyone, to the Magnanimous Monday Million Dollar Call. And we just, first of all, want to say thank you so much for taking the time to get on the call today. I am National Sales Director Kimberly Copeland. I am the sister of Crystal Walker, who normally does the Monday call. And so I'm so honored and blessed to be on this phone call today. And just want to take a few minutes, hopefully to inspire you to keep going no matter what obstacles you might be facing today. And I am just going to share with you a little bit about my success journey in Mary Kay and to let you know that anything is possible, y'all. Anything is possible with God, and anything is possible when you do continue to keep going and do the work no matter what life throws at you. And I started Mary Kay, oh my goodness, I can't even believe to say this, 14 years ago, unbelievable. And so when I started, y'all, I was 23 years old, and I was really just searching for something. I did have two small children at the time, and Walker was 3, and Waverly was 9 months, and I was really wanting to find something that I could do from home, make money, but be at home with my children. And I will tell you, as I was looking, there was absolutely nothing out there. And I don't know if you have ever, you know, wanted to be a stay-at-home mom but needed to make career money. That's kind of where I was. And, y'all, at that point in my life, I was in an extremely abusive marriage. And so I was needing a way out of that as well. And I wasn't just living paycheck to paycheck, but I was living float check to float check. Y'all, I was one of those people. I was checking my bank account constantly. When I did purchase my starter kit, I had to beat that $100 check to the bank, if you know what I'm talking about. And so then even as I got started, when my mom is actually who recruited me, and she is a national sales director as well. Now, at the time, she was a sales director in Mary Kay. So when she sat me down and said, Kimberly, if you are really wanting to grow this as a business and you want to make profit selling, you really need to stock some product. And I can remember feeling in the pit of my stomach, I knew that was true, but feeling so scared. I will tell you that 90% buyback that we have is what gave me that confidence at 23 years old. I was a smart enough businesswoman to know it was not a debt, that even though I was having to go several different avenues to get an inventory, that I was investing. I was investing in my business. I was investing in myself. And I did, I think back to, oh my gosh, I was so young, but I did understand that. I did understand I wanted to be a business owner, even if I never recruited a soul. I did want to be a store and be able to make good money just in the sale of the product. And so, y'all, I did step out in faith. I did have to get a bank loan. I did have to put a little bit on a credit card and borrow some from my dad. I went 3 different avenues in order to have product on my shelf. And then I was so excited. My product was in. Everything was so organized, ready to go. And I did not listen to a word my mama said, who was my sales director. She had told me, you've got to personally invite people to your grand opening. You've got to be physically talking to them. Well, I put some flyers out and thought that would bring in the crowd. And I will tell you, not one person walked through the door to my grand opening. And I looked at my mom, and I can remember just feeling sick in the pit of my stomach and saying to her, great business. And she laughed, and I laughed, and I said, okay, I'm going to go do what you told me to do that I didn't do, and I'm going to go talk to people and get some people here. And in a couple of nights, I had another grand opening and sold over $2,000 in products. So the first lesson I can tell you is listen to your leader. She is not going to tell you anything but what is going to benefit you. And so I absolutely, from that point forward, knew my mom and knew what she was talking about when it came to this business. So for the first time in my life, I did listen to her. And so I did start doing faces. And, y'all, I have had people call me over the years. I did become a national very fast. It only took me 3 years to get to the national sales director position. And people would be, what did you do? How did you do it? Y'all, there is no secret. I got up. I got cute. I got out of the house every single day because I treated this like a job. And I did faces and I did interviews. It is so very simple, and the process has not changed. You know, we may have more technology. We may have greater tools to help us. But the bottom line is, ladies, this business is still a people business, and it is about seeing the faces and sharing about this amazing career opportunity. That is all we do in Mary Kay. It is so wonderful. And so, y'all, in 3 short months, because I was seeing faces and I was sharing the opportunity, I had earned my first company car. There I was at that point, 24 years old, and I will tell you, I was riding high in that red Grand Am. I was so excited. And then 3 months later, I did become a sales director. And, y'all, I did this working what we call the Inner Circle Program, which is doing faces each and every week, holding skincare classes, parties, whatever you want to call them, but getting in front of people, doing one-on-one faces, doing however you can get in front of people. And I was doing 5 of those a week. I was sharing the marketing plan at least 5 times personally at each and every week. I mean, I can remember every Friday, if I didn't have my 5 done, I was doing, everything I could to make sure I never fell below that personal work of 5 selling appointments, 5 face-to-face interviews, and $500 in sales week in, week out. That's how I earned a car. That's how I became a sales director. And then from there, you guys, I was a brand new director. I did start doing Mary Kay completely full-time. So I had my dream of being a stay-at-home mom with that executive income with Mary Kay. I can remember my very first director check was over $5,000, my first month as a director. I was so excited, and it got me so pumped, and I was sharing with all the girls that were in my unit. All you have to do is faces and interviews, and y'all, they bought in because it was working for me, so it was working for them, and they were doing the work as well. And that very first year, I helped 10 other women other than myself earn cars and become directors all out of my unit. And as a result of that, my income was over $110,000. I mean, who could get excited about that? Y'all, it was life-changing for me. That was like $1 million. It changed everything about my life because now it's not that money gave me happiness, but it gave me a lot of choices. It gave me choices to put my oldest son in a Christian school. It gave me choices to get out of that abuse that I was in. I did continue to grow my business. Y'all, I became a national sales director through the chaos. And I'll just share with you, there were times, I can remember one night in particular, I was getting ready for my meeting, and my ex-husband came in and decided it was going to be one of his days that he caused mass chaos in our home. My assistant and I were there, and we could see it in his eyes when he would come in like that. And we knew she swooped up the kids, got them in my pink Cadillac. I was getting everything for my meeting as he was chasing me out of my house. It never entered my mind, oh, I'm not going to go to my meeting because all this mess just happened. Of things being thrown at me, me being pulled down by my hair of my head as I was trying to leave for my meeting. But I knew that God was protecting me, and I had to keep moving forward. I had to get to that meeting because that was my future. That was my hope. I had to get there and make money. I had to be able to put food on the table. Y'all, it was never my excuse of why I couldn't be at something, why I couldn't do something. It was my reason why. And so I just kept going. I kept doing. I that particular evening, my sitter ended up meeting me at the meeting and taking my children to a movie while I hosted my meeting that night. And I could tell you story after story after story of different situations, just like at the night before we filmed the A&E special that was on television, my ex-husband decided to come in and have another fit and break 8 windows in our home. I had to have people come in, get my house refixed because TV cameras were going to be at my house the next day. So I was living in mass chaos. But again, I knew I had to just keep putting one foot in front of the other, in front of the other, and keep trusting in God. And I will tell you, because of the confidence that I built in this company and because of my incredible family, but I did have to have money. I did have to have resources. And because of the decisions I made in Mary Kay, it gave me the strength, the courage to step out in faith and say, you know what, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I cannot put my children in this danger. I cannot put myself in this danger. Part of why I wanted to be a national sales director was because of the family security program. So I never knew what would happen to me. My mom would say to me, Kimberly, you are just one big mess of him coming in like that away from not being here. And that was always in the back of my mind. And I thought, I've got to have something that would support these kids if I am not here. And so I did work, y'all. I went out and I helped women become directors. And I did the work with them. We did the faces. We saw the interviews. We sat at Starbucks and interview, one after the other, and got in front of mass numbers of people face to face. And they saw my heart. They saw what this company was about. And because it was changing my life and the money that I was able to show them I was making, they wanted a piece of it too. And so that is how I grew a national area in that short period of time, ladies. And I will tell y'all, I am nothing special. I am a country girl from West Texas. We grew up on a ranch, and we are just ordinary people that really believe in women. We believe that God has planted those seeds of greatness inside of us and inside of them. And we went out. I can tell you how day in, day out. It wasn't, oh, one day I'm going to do Mary Kay, one day I'm not. It was my job. I did it every single day. And I've never not lived the priorities of God first in my life, my family second, and my career third. But, y'all, that does not mean it's 33rd. Women use that as an excuse of, oh, I don't have time to do it. Well, you know what? You'll be sitting in the same place 10 years from now if it's God, family, career, 33rd. It's got to be a balance, and where you're juggling it all and you're sprinkling Mary Kay into your life, that's how it works. It's not all Mary Kay. It's not all one thing. It's focusing on three different areas but weaving it all together in a beautiful act of harmony. And that is how you become a true success, I believe. When I stepped over the line to become a national sales director, it was the most exhilarating, exciting time of my life. And I thought, my goodness, what will my future hold? But I will tell you, I really, at that point, I was 27. I had no idea how Mary Kay was going to carry me through the fire. Y'all, there was a period of time where I woke up one day and the kids and I had to move out of our house literally within a week. My family and my church family came in, packed up a 5,000 square foot house, got us moved. We got to a new place, and lo and behold, there my ex was again, harassing us, doing things. We had to pick up and move again, got to another place, pick up and move again, pick up five times. I moved in 1 year. And so I want to tell you, ladies, I'm so glad that I listened to people like my mama, Senior National Sales Director Scarlett Walker, who said, do the work when you can because it carries you when you can't. People like Carol Robertson, who was one of my dear friends in a National Sales Director meeting, that would say, Kimberly, you got to work out of discipline, honey, not emotion. And I took that advice and I took it to heart. And I can hear her saying those words in my mind today. And those things are what carried me forward. And I will tell you, I'm so glad I worked out of discipline and not emotion. And I didn't let what other people decided to do with their Mary Kay business deter me. You know, my first year when I built those 10, they didn't all stay directors. I would love to tell you they did. But you know what? Part of them did, and part of them are still directors today with their lives completely changed because they said yes. One of them is my incredible sister who you hear from every Monday. So am I focused on the ones that, oh, they were so excited in the middle minute they had a setback, they went and threw in the towel and quit? No, I'll be honest, I barely remember them because I don't think about the quitters. I think about the winners, the people that don't quit, the people that keep going no matter what life throws at them. Those are the kind of women I'm looking for, women that God has called for a greater purpose. And I will tell you, through Mary Kay, I was able to keep on keeping on. Nobody fired me. Nobody told me I couldn't do my business. Even when I was going through a very, very hard time, not even my entire area could know where I was living. And I still, that year, had a $200,000 income. Ladies, can you even imagine if I tell you this story, I have to pinch myself. Because God is so very good. And when you work out of discipline and not emotion, and you do the work, you see the faces, you see the people, you do the interviews face to face, eyeball to eyeball, knee to knee, blessings will chase you down, women, and overtake you. And when you do things for the right reasons, you cannot help but be blessed in this business. I truly, truly, truly believe that. I did meet my husband, who is an absolutely amazing, incredible man who came into my life 7 years ago. And I will tell you, God knew what he was doing when he made Shay, because he is just the perfect man that came into our lives. He adopted Walker and Waverly, gave them his last name when he gave me my last name as well. And so we became the Copeland family back in 2007. And he has just blessed us. My kids have never skipped a beat. You know, people will say to me, gosh, you have the most amazing kids to have gone through the things that they have gone through. And you know what? My number one thing I will tell you, that is the grace of God. And I am so grateful and I am so thankful for that grace on our life. But I also kept those kids planted in church. We were there every time those doors opened. We were lifting our hands. We were thanking God. We were praising him for everything we did have and all the positives in our life, even when we were facing darkness. And that's what they remember. They don't focus on the bad. They focus on the good. I have the most positive, well-rounded, amazing kids. And then Shay stepped into our life, and wow, any void that they may have had of not having a father, there he was. And God just sent him down, I can tell you for sure. I did continue working my business, growing new first-line directors. Y'all, I've done my business every way you possibly can. I've done it in total chaos, life turned upside down. If you feel like you have gone through something, I can tell you, you can keep going. I've done it like that. I've done it getting out of that. I've done it living in fear. I've done it going through the most horrific divorce. I've done it moving over and over. I've done it meeting the absolute most amazing godly man that God sent to me and falling in love. And that's the hardest way to do it, because when you're happy, you don't want to work because you're so happy, it's hard to get focused. But I've done Mary Kay that way. I've done it being deathly sick and pregnant twice because I have 4 children now. And I will tell you, I've done it with little babies. I've done it with teenagers. I mean, pretty much every aspect of life. And I will tell you, this business works, ladies, if you work it. I live on a ranch now. We, because of Mary Kay, have a paid-for 8,000-square-foot house. And I thank God every single day that he made me smart enough to say yes to my mama when she told me about Mary Kay, and to say yes every time I saw something positive in this business. I said yes to every leadership. I said yes to every seminar. I said yes to every fall retreat, every career conference. I was in the I Will Not Miss a Thing Club. I said yes to every single unit meeting. I missed one unit meeting in my life, and that was when my daughter had scarlet fever and was in the hospital. Other than that, rain or shine, I was at a unit meeting. And so, ladies, I have found in my life and in my business that the greatest gifts come from the things that I say yes to. And that I listen to the leaders and the mentors that God has given me. And I respect their opinion. So when Pat Fortenberry would say, you can't miss our retreats in Las Vegas. I know it's a flight. I know you need sitters, but you have to be there. I never questioned it, y'all. I was there. It wasn't even an option that I might not go. And so, ladies, I want to tell you today, start saying yes. Wake up in the morning. Get dressed. Get cute. Get out of your house. Because I am living a life right now that most people could only dream of living. As I'm speaking to you, my son Walker, who is now 16 years old and is an amazing baseball player, he is out with his dad, Shay, and they are practicing baseball right at the moment. I can see him out the window. His girlfriend is in the house watching my 10-month-old baby, Memphis, and helping me with that while I record this call. My daughter, Waverly, is in the pool with three of her friends and with my other son, Maverick, who is, Waverly is 14 and Maverick is 5 and just started kindergarten. And this is what I'm talking about, y'all. We sprinkle Mary Kay in. This call takes me, what, 20 minutes? I can jump on, do what I need to do, and then I'm back with my family. But, y'all, you do have to learn where to sprinkle and how to sprinkle. And it's got to be sprinkled in, day out, every single day. If you want to have the gift of being a work-at-home mama. And I can tell you there is no place that I want my office to be. I am here every day when these kids get home. I'm able to take my son to school. I'm able to pick him up. The older ones drive. But I am here when they're here. I'm the first one they talk to when they walk through that door, telling me what happened and the excitement. And I can tell you, my daughter's captain of her cheerleading team. And I know it's from watching the leadership she has seen me do all these years. She's just stepped right into that role. And she has her own charisma in her own right. And it is just such an amazing place. And y'all, I know sometimes it sounds like we brag, but we want you to know what you can have for your family. But it does take discipline. It does take work. But by golly, ladies, it is so worth it. And you may be the smartest woman in the world. You may have an MBA from Harvard. I don't know who you are. Or you may be somebody like me, that you're just a working class woman, but you were willing to roll your sleeves up and do the work. It doesn't matter where you are, anywhere in between. If you genuinely love other people and you love the Lord with all your heart and you really feel that He has a calling on your life, because y'all, the thing about doing this business, you got to have a greater purpose than yourself. You got to have a greater purpose than anything we can put in front of you. You've got to know that purpose. And when you feel that in your heart of hearts and you are willing to get up, get dressed, get cute every day and you get out of your house and you see the people, see the people, see the people, you do the faces, you do the interviews, you will see your business take flight like you have never, ever seen before. I can guarantee you. And I will tell you, we have a verse that we quote in our family. It says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Whether we are on a baseball field, whether I am up at the school reading to a kindergarten class, or I am speaking to women and letting them know that God has planted such seeds of greatness inside them. Just dig deep and do what you got to do to make your goals a reality. Great things are in store for you, ladies, through this business. But you first have to believe. I believe in you. I hope you do have a magnanimous Monday. I appreciate you getting on this call today. And I just hope that I have given you some kind of light so you know, and some kind of insight that, yes, as a national sales director, we have great lives. We have awesome, awesome rewards. But it did come with a price. And that price was being disciplined. That price was working from discipline, not emotion. That price was going through, up, over, above, under, and through every obstacle that came my way. It did not matter what the form it was. Y'all, the enemy will throw them at you every single day they come. But are you somebody who's willing to keep going no matter what comes in your path. I believe you are. But dig deep and get something started today. Love you, ladies. Thank y'all again so much for listening to me. And I love this company with all my heart. I love the women that I am empowered and am a privilege to lead. And so I just appreciate you today. Have a very magnanimous Monday. Love y'all.